currently sitting in a Lowe's parking lot. Kids are home from spring break, so I don't really have the computer like I usually do. But I do have a few things I wanted to update you on. This episode you're about to listen to is one of two coastal episodes that I did for my new YouTube channel, Songlines and Tan Lines Fiction Addiction. Yes, that's a really long title, but it works. Helps it to stand out a little bit. So if you want to see a video of what you're about to listen to, or a video of the one before this that was also coastal based, they're all on YouTube right now. Swing over to that channel and get a good look at them. They're audio only episodes, so there's not a lot of me sitting and talking into a camera. There is one on there of me talking into the camera. That's the video podcast that I posted. I'm not sure what episode that is, but it says video podcast in the title. Check that out. Anyways, that's about it for this quick little introduction to this current episode, which is really just coastal poems and haiku that just will help to set you in a positive frame of mind and get you thinking about the beach as I sit underneath a cloudy day, rains on the windshield. I do dream about warm days and beach days to come. That's really it. Just want you to know why I'm posting this today, just to kind of get a little more traction for my YouTube channel, to kind of give you guys a little coastal break for the day, give you a little break in your week. And if you do enjoy what I do here, please subscribe. If you enjoy what I'm doing on YouTube, please subscribe. I now have a horror YouTube channel too called Disembodied Screams. I felt like the horror fits better on a separate channel, not getting mixed in with my song lines and tan lines, fiction addiction stuff. That's why that's there. Everything is in the show notes where you can find me, where you can, you know, jump in and read whatever I'm doing, see whatever I'm doing, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm talking about. That'll be it for this intro. Hope you enjoy it. And if you enjoy what I'm doing, like I said, don't forget to subscribe and keep checking in. Have a good one. Peace out and fins up. Thanks for tuning into the Songlines and Tan Lines Fiction Addiction YouTube channel. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this channel, welcome. Now it's time to get started. Here are some poems that will help set you in a tropical mood. This one has several parts to it. This is part one. It goes, sitting alone on a forgotten beach, watching the waves crest the shore. His feet they nearly reach as he sits upon the sandy floor. He listens to the palms conversing on the warm, salty air. They seem to whisper on the warm, gentle breeze as the day wanders on without a care. Part two, free as the white gull, flying in the blue above, filling the quiet lull with an open and simple kind of love. Within this secret place, there is tranquility and peace, providing a perfect gentle line from a world of violence that will never cease. Part three, the palm trees blow with the island breeze. Life moves by at an easy pace. I'm just a castaway on a small, tiny island, far removed from the rat and the race. I prop myself up against the tree and crack open a frosty cold beer. I then let the island life take over as I'm led into a world without fear. Next one is a haiku. It goes, quiet solitude, morning rest and soft slumber, palm trees dance and sway. Next haiku, poet sits alone, soaking up the energy, resting on the beach. Hope those help to give you a little beachy vibe today. But I am not done. Years ago, before I was gluten-free and the gout hadn't settled into my body. Is that a little TMI? I hope not. Anyways, I used to drink Corona beer like a madman, like a fiend. I used to love Corona beer. So, of course, I wrote a poem for it. It goes like this. It's called Corona. It goes, crack open your beer, decorate it with lime. Let the laid-back mood take over, for this is perfect time. cold and refreshing this beer in your hand, kick back in the shade of a palm, enjoying a calypso band. The steel drums they echo, they ring and they sing, losing just a little bit of edge, life's little sting. Years ago, a good cold Corona or two and some Jimmy Buffett music or just some trop rock music, you were set for the afternoon. Next poem is called White Sand. It goes, life beside the ocean, under golden sun-drenched rays of red. Time is no longer the enemy when the tropics fill your head. Among the white sand, you will lose your self-control. Don't fight it. Just let it take your soul. And that's the best way to be when you're at the beach. Just let it take your soul and take you over so you can enjoy every single moment of that day. The next poem is called Tropical Dreams and Humid Desires. Part 1. Cigar smoke swirls, spins, whirls, snares the fan above. Part 2. Humid air, cut it like a knife. Man sits alone, drink in hand, coke and rum. Part 3. A spy, perhaps, maybe just a sailor, tropical tourist, or world traveler. Part 4. The bar rings, sings with music and people. Man watches, he's home, at peace by the ocean. I hadn't read that one in years, but that gives me kind of like a Havana vibe, like sitting in a bar in Havana, Cuba. I don't know why. I have a fascination with Havana because of Hemingway, because of Jimmy Buffett. So when I wrote that one, I probably was thinking of Havana for those reasons and those reasons alone. I bet I was listening to Havana Daydreaming by Jimmy Buffett, and then this popped into my head. Next poem is called Nestled in the Tropics. It goes, nestled in the tropics, a little borrowed piece of sand, a place full of endless margaritas, listening to a calypso band. A warm breeze off the ocean, quickly drying the sweat upon my head, mixing with the friendly locals, talking to a woman dressed in red. A familiar song comes out of the band, a Jimmy Buffett kind of feel, set against the atmosphere of palms, with time the only thing to kill. Jimmy Buffett, he inspired so much in my life, and still is inspiring stuff in my life. Can't believe he's gone now. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Next poem is called Senoritas. It goes, on my boat, out at sea, nothing but love, all for me. I feel the waves crashing around, I feel my boat on water's ground. Life at ease, all for me, just looking for tropical bars where I will be, sitting with a cold drink, drinking margaritas, propped up on a stool, kissing senoritas. What a life, just spinning around, never stopping, endless ground. Just loving each day, loving each night, everything feeling so right. And you know, that one could almost be a song. I know a guy could probably make that into a nice song. And the last poem, it's called A Wandering Dream. It goes, as I watch the boats setting sail upon the blue ocean, I feel my heart rise, lifting to a pirate notion. Wanting to be among the motley casting crew, wanting to be a pirate, if only for an hour's few. Alas, I am a mere dreamer, casting out from the shore. But how I love to cast, if only for a moment, nothing more. And don't we all love to cast out from wherever we are each and every day? I know I do. It's now time to close out the episode. If you want to reach out to me or support the work I do, check the show notes for ways to do that. Take care and thanks for listening.